Here's something we hope you'll really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe, the guy who cooks bacon with his shirt off. That's true. You know what? I actually meant to take a picture of that the other day as I was cooking bacon for my three-year-old, who's a bacon. He loves bacon. Anyway, I was in there cooking with my shirt off, and I'm like, this is so dumb, but it's so hot here in Puerto Rico, I have to. Anyway, enough about me shirtless bacon cooking, all that fun stuff. We got a great show lined up for you. I got my friend Manny Cabo going to be joining me here in just a few minutes to talk about taking your voice and leveraging it for your success as a creator. So I'm really excited, man. He's one of my favorite people. We met on Clubhouse a while ago, maybe a year ago. But before that, I actually witnessed him performing on The Voice, turning his four chairs. But since then, I've gotten to know him, and he goes way beyond one particular type of creator. But he's a photographer, videographer, a clothing apparel designer. Like, he does all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, for his own apparel. A musician, a singer, a songwriter, a podcaster, social audio. It's getting into NFTs. So stay tuned. It's going to be super sick to be talking to him, hearing a little bit more about his journey and how we can, you know, copy and paste his success into our own careers. But before we do that, as always, we got a couple of segments. So let's go ahead and get right into this creator highlight.
Creator highlights.
No cooking necessary. No assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right, today's creator highlight is brought to you by my friends over at Maven Coffee. So go to mavencoffee.com for some small batch Colombian brew. This is the best coffee in the world. If you like coffee and you haven't had it, then you really don't even know what coffee tastes like, so therefore you don't really like coffee. But not in all seriousness, go check it out. My friends Nico and Diana make a fantastic coffee. They go source this in Colombia, small farms, micro lots, that kind of stuff. So go check that out. And then while you're doing that, while you're sipping on your coffee, you can, or maybe you put a little whiskey in your coffee, you can go check out Whiskey and Wisdom, a new podcast by my friends Tyler Yaw and Chris Kellum. I say my new friends, they're in the podcasting world, and they're actually from North Carolina, which I'm heading back to in about 14 days right there in Wilmington. So go give those guys a listen. They got a pretty cool podcast, and they're bringing on a variety of guests, talk about life's most fascinating topics over a good glass of whiskey. All right, let's jump into some news, and we'll bring Manny on. Here we go.
That's news to me.
Creating Daily.
All right, I spoke a little bit about NFTs last week with Chris Giles. Probably going to talk a little bit more about it tomorrow, maybe even today on the show with Manny. But Instagram, as we all know and love, has just announced today, the head of Instagram, that this week they're going to start allowing some people in the U.S., like a handful of creators, I don't know what that means, in IG language, to start using the Instagram to display, here we go, I'll get it in a minute, to display their collections. So if they are a collector or they're a creator, they're going to be able to share these on IG. So kind of cool. It's neat to see people starting to get into this game. I'm still learning about it, so keep your eye out on Instagram for all those things. And as always, all these platforms, they want your feedback, so you can give it to them. All right, so that is the creator highlight. That is the news for this week. And now, the reason why we all came here is for my friend Manny Cabo. So I'm going to bring him on and welcome him to the show, my good friend Manny. What is going on, my man? How are you?
What's up? How are you, Billy? Dude, Whiskey and Wisdom, huh? I'm sold. I'm in. Yeah, whenever they air, I'm there.
Yeah, right? It's like, doesn't matter. Don't say nothing more. Yeah. I don't even care. Just don't worry about it. Let's go.
Oh, I don't care, man, what we talk about, man. It won't even matter by the end of the segment anyway.
Yeah, right? Doesn't matter. Well, Manny, it's good to have you, man. It was good to meet you on the Clubhouse a long time ago. Since then, we've had multiple offline conversations talking about creator stuff. I'll say creator stuff because you do a lot of stuff. I do a lot of stuff. And you're a busy dude, man. So what have you been up to these days?
Dude, there's so many hats that I wear. And you're right, man. We've had a lot of good, heartfelt dialogues behind the scenes, man. You've actually, we've talked during some of the most difficult times in my life this past year, you know, losing my dad and then Hurricane Ida. You were in the middle of all that stuff. And I was still reaching out to you. Well, listen, when I'm out of this, Billy, you're the monetizing guy. Give me some pointers. Talk to me. So when everything comes back to some normalcy, I'll be at least prepared. So I appreciate you as well, man. And don't be so damn humble, man. You're a badass creator.
Yeah, dude, but I'm not a rock star, bro. Like, you're a little rock star. I love it. It's awesome.
Oh, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, dude, I love it, man. You know, the first time I ever saw you, I'll fanboy a little bit, was on The Voice for, you know, for that four-chair turn. But I'm
curious, you're the guy. Okay.
But I'm curious about this, though, man, because I'm sure everybody goes, oh, Manny Cabo, the guy who was on The Voice, turned the four chairs. But what was life like before kind of getting to that level? I mean, how many years of work did you put into it to earn your spot, to have four, you know, people turn around for you? What did that look like?
That's a great question, man. And one that I wish that most personalities would ask, because it does. It takes a long time. You know the adage, man. It takes 10 years to make it overnight. So prior to The Voice, man, I was always in the grind. I've always been the cheerleader for the underdog, if you will, you know. And I know you know the story. I was almost never brought into this world, you know. So I've been fighting since even before I was born, you know. And it took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, playing in and out of cover bands, you know, and dealing with different types of personalities, because we musicians, we're very emotional creatures, right? So it's really difficult to, it's like marrying four or five other guys or girls sometimes. So that can be an arduous test in itself. But prior to that and getting on The Voice, that was one of those moments where I said, you know, I'm finally going to do this for me. But I didn't even want to go on the show. That was the story behind the scenes, which is pretty wild. Because I told the producers, I don't really care for these shows when they ask me, like, what do you want to be? You know, why are you on the show? And I'm like, I'm the only reason why I'm here. I got two guys, good friends of mine, who kick my ass if I don't do this audition. And so, you know, the audition went well. They so loved me and being very transparent with who I was and explaining these journeys of difficulty, you know. And it was almost like a deterrent to pursue music. But The Voice gave me that second chapter, if you will. It allowed me to show my true colors. And the one thing that I took away from that whole journey wasn't even singing. It had nothing to do with that. Sure, I was in the moment. I did all the reps, I did all the work, learned the lyrics, you know, the choreography, whatever it took to crush the performance. But I found my purpose, which was to use my voice to inspire, to educate, to empower.
Wow.
You know, I tell the story all the time. I used to have 10, 15, 20 of my fellow contestants in my room, and I was teaching them in the moment how to just embrace everyone else's talent. Because it's not a competition. That's all media hype. It's all nonsense, man. The only person we compete with, and I know you're going to attest to this, is ourselves. Yeah. The person looking back at you in the mirror is the only person that you need to best, right? And so they got a nice, fresh perspective from somebody who was 45, competing with these 18, 19, 20-year-olds. They're babies. So at least I wish I had somebody like that when I was 18. And I do. It's so gratifying for me, Billy. It really is. Wow. And I've become a better teacher because I'm a better student. I love listening to people. I learn from everybody. And that's the problem. Ego takes a hold of us. We need to learn to let go of that ego. Because I'm not the best at anything, Bill. You know, we converse and we kid around and, yeah, you're a rock star. Dude, I'm not really a rock star, man. I just do the things that I love and I try to do them well. But the caveat is you have to do the work. It took me many, many years to develop these vocal cords where everyone's like, well, that note. And I'm like, yeah, I could do that on the fly. But you know that 1 second note took me 10 years to develop.
Yeah.
But that's when people, they don't grasp that concept.
Man, I love it.
That question.
I love it that you're talking about putting in the work. And then what, you know, I didn't know that about The Voice. You know, I mean, we've had a lot of conversations, but I didn't know. You know, one, I mean, I know talking to you, you don't seem like the guy's just chasing the dollar. You're doing what you love. And I really saw that when your house basically got washed away and you were like, you bounced so fast back. I mean, I even told my wife, like, this guy's been at it for a long time, honey, but I don't know if he's going to bounce back from this because everything is gone. His studio,
you're not the only one, man. Trust
his
me.
House. Even myself. Like, everything is gone. But, dude, every time I talk to you on the phone, you're like, nah, bro, I'm going on tour like 3 weeks. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? You know?
I did like, the show the day after. Can you imagine I was on stage doing a benefit concert knowing that I had nothing? I had to borrow the clothes that I had on to be on that stage.
Yeah.
A friend of mine, Drumageddon. Yeah, man, it's insane.
Yeah, but dude, I remember you posting that, and I thought, and when I started seeing this stuff, like, because, you know, people can say, hey, I've had a rough day, I've had whatever, but when you get your house literally washed away, and then you get right back on the horse, so to speak, and you're out there, you know, yeehaw, cowboy, and you're going after it, I'm like, this guy he's a maniac for what he's doing. He's not trying to chase the dollar or trying to chase fame or trying to get known. Like, he's crazy. Like, he loves what he does, man. So, you know, I appreciate that about you. But one thing he said during the whole voice, that situation with the voice, he said you had a bunch of people in your room, like, you know, building up confidence in them and doing all that. So is that kind of where you found that itch to start coaching people and start helping them with their music and their brand and all the stuff that you've done for years?
Yeah, that's just it. It was there that I had this, I don't know, it was this epiphanic moment where I'm like, I really love doing this. But here's the best thing. It's like you, I'll put yourself back in that school chair, right? And you're confused because, dude, I am a math moron. You know, full transparency. I'm not going to pretend to like math. I am the worst. I can't figure it out. It doesn't vibe with my mental prowess. You know, I'm not a left hemisphere person. But when I did have those light bulb moments, everybody knew it. So while I was on The Voice and explaining to them the certain things to focus on, you know, the components that we very rarely focus on when we're in it, you know, when we're really deeply in it, all we're focused on the accolade, the end result, what are people going to think about me? Those are totally irrelevant qualities, right? But we focus on them. So I was trying to alter their train of thought into thinking about, okay, well, am I living in the moment? Am I really enjoying what I'm doing? Am I bettering my own skills and not worried about everybody else? And I saw those aha eyes light up like, dude, I get it, man. And when I tell you, my roommate, James Dupree, huge country artist, he's doing amazing things out there. He called me, 2 days after I voted off the show. He goes, dude, you left this show, man. And you left such a huge void. Like, you're the go-to guy for positivity. We don't know what to do with ourselves. And I said, listen, it's not that I left. It's just this particular chapter is closed. You know, I need to go. I'm needed somewhere else. I did my job for you guys. Now I provided the bullets in your belt, if you will, to tackle on the next journey on that show. And here's the thing. People didn't realize this, which is crazy. Everybody is going to go home except for one person. Think about that for 1 second. Everybody's going to go home. They're going to get to this crossroads and say, well, I did the best I could. And then what? Your world's going to crumble? Did you put all your eggs in one basket? No. That's why it's so important to live in the moment, embrace the journeys, welcome and embrace the hustle. Because at the end of the day, we shouldn't strive for the one goal and stay there. We should strive for that goal, achieve it, attain it, boom, done. It's in the past. Move on to the next one. You know, it should be this path of continuity, especially if you're a creative like myself. Dude, I'm writing songs. I'm doing stuff that no artist is or wants to do, I should say. Releasing music. I've got podcast episodes. I've got a brand new book coming out. I think you're the second person that I told that I know it's going to be a bestseller. That's how confident I am, because it's an honest story. And aside from that, these are all elements that describe who I am. And the key to life is embracing who you are. You have to be selfish. And it's not a bad thing. You cannot possibly make anyone else in your life happy if you're miserable internally. Do you agree? I mean,
yeah,
I've known that 100%. For so long, but so many people don't grasp that concept. And it's not fair for the other party. And it's not fair for you. So, yeah, man, these are great questions.
Man, I love it, man. So you said right there, you said you got to be, you know, you got to be selfish. And I think a lot of times as creators and really as people in general, I mean, sure, there's some people out there who are just egotistical maniacs. But for most of us, we do what we do because we want to educate people. We want to help them. We want to entertain them. We want to make people feel good at the end of the day because we – And sometimes, you know, I mean, you've seen some of the greatest artists, actors, you know, songwriters, singers bring so much joy to the world, but they're so miserable inside. So how do you really, for you, Manny, how do you measure that? Like, what's the metric of, like, I'm honestly happy versus I'm just putting out a highlight reel? Because I think as creators, we all struggle with that. But you are legitimately, dude, I've seen you in your worst place in the last 7, 8, 10 months, 12 months or whatever. And I'm like, God, this guy is really happy. Where the hell does this come from? Like, how does he conjure this up?
It's a simple, simple answer, dude. It's a choice. It's a mindset. You know, either you choose to be happy or you choose to be miserable. It's really not complicated. For me, it's a very binary answer. I could wake up every morning and sit here and sulk, think about the things that I lost, right? Think about the lack, the void. But the problem with that is if you focus on those elements, that's all you're going to get. You're going to put out this negative energy and you're going to retrieve the same energy back to you. And during those difficult times, you know, and it's those moments that define who we truly are in life, Billy. It really, really is. Because that's when you realize, wow, like it honestly can't get any worse. So now what do I do from here? All I did, I decided, I made that choice. I said, you know what? I'm going to come back from this. And I'm going to live to tell this story. And I'm going to empower and inspire other people to absorb this story and apply it in their lives. So when you think you're in a struggle, or you're dealing with the worst hardship of your life. I had death, the loss of my best friend, the loss of my entire livelihood. I mean, how much worse could it possibly get? Almost lost my wife 26 days. I thought I was going to lose her. So the stress of that in itself is overbearing. It was overwhelming. Pick an adjective. But I said, you know what? No matter what, they need me here now. What's left, with the remains that are here, I'm going to leverage that. I'm going to focus on what I have, be grateful for the things that are left behind and maximize that and then build from there. I wasn't looking into the future. You can't do that from a standpoint of having so much loss. It's just, it's this astronomical weight that you bear on yourself. You can't do that. You need to take it one day at a time. And if you focus and embrace the element of gratitude, that should be your step number one. I'm alive, bro. My dad couldn't even breathe his last few moments. I wake up, I'm alive, right? I can breathe till this moment right now. I grace that. I'm grateful for that. Everything else, Billy, is a bonus. We need to start thinking that way. And then you celebrate these little tiny victories throughout the course of the day. For me, it's really simple, but it's incredible how society does not see it that way. They complicate things. Dude, the world is a beautiful place. Life is an easy life. We complicate everything. We worsen everything. Man. And that's a tough pill to swallow for many people, Billy.
It's Manny, you're not only getting me fired up about this, but you're getting people in the chat fired up about it. We got Dr. I'm going to jump to him real quick. Dr. Aldi here says, woohoo, Manny is worth it. He's always inspires and brings the fire.
Love Dr. Aldi.
Will Ryan said,
he's a very humble one.
Will Ryan said, keep telling your story, Manny. You're an inspiration for sure. And yeah, I mean, maybe that should have been the topic of today, is like leveraging your story. Because, man, you know, I'm with you a lot in these different social audio platforms, different rooms. And every time that you come on and every time that you speak, it literally does like change the atmosphere. And I think that is the power of your voice. And you know, and it can be the power of other people's voice, as we are podcasters and musicians and singers. I mean, I don't know if you agree with this, or maybe you could expound on it a little bit, but I think when we walk into a room or into an atmosphere or whatever, and we open our mouths, like we're literally saying, hey, this is what we want it to be. Like we have that kind of power and control. And so you've probably seen that throughout your whole career as a singer, songwriter. You know, I mean, gosh, you do so many things, but tell me a little bit about that, how you've seen, you know, the power of what you do when you say and sing on stage, how it shifts rooms.
I guess, you know what, I was always put down. I was always ridiculed. I was always bullied verbally. You know, all the teachers growing up thought there was something seriously wrong with me. And like I alluded to before, even the doctors tried to hold me back. They're like telling my parents, you can't have this kid. You shouldn't have this kid. So, dude, I've been fighting this day one. So needless to say, I've been walking through life with a chip on my shoulder. But the problem with that was it was starting to build this ego. Right? This insecurity. And then I started realizing, well, why am I so angry all the time? Not only with everyone else, but with myself. And once I had that moment of clarity in realizing those criticisms have nothing to do with me, right? It's their inner voice. And then all I did was I just focused on the things that truly made me happy. Like, what a concept, right? What a concept. The things that really put a smile on my face, right? That it didn't matter the extensive hours of hardcore labor, because Billy, you know it as well as I do now, being in the entertainment business, sucks. It sucks. You are competing against the biggest devil of all time. Greed, avarice, charlatans, people that are underpaying you, always looking to take advantage of you. So you have to already develop this thick layer of skin. And when you focus on the things that truly inspire you, then you're so focused on that, that all of these external elements fail to enter your space. That's what people don't realize. You should be so focused and so busy in your own disciplines that you have no time to entertain criticisms or insults. You see the philosophy behind what I stand for? Stay in your lane, put your blinds on, focus on you, and pretty soon you realize none of those things matter. Because at the end of the day, we should be creating for the love of it, not for the end game. It's my job to create a song or to create an award-winning photograph or a killer episode like we're engaging in here right now, or even this book that I'm writing. That's my job to create. It's not my job to listen to criticisms. That's their issue. I just create and keep going to the next thing. Let them worry about it. Because you know what? At the end of the day, Billy, if we learn to adopt this, if they're not talking about you bad or good, then you're doing something wrong. You want people talking about you. And quite frankly, the negative feedback, that's almost what you want more than the positive feedback. Positive feedback gets boring. Oh, man, he's great. His voice is amazing. His performance was stellar. That book was incredible. But it's the people who are like, I can't stand him. He's always wearing his nail polish. He's always so happy. He's always so boisterous. That's what you want in life. Because you know what? At the end of the day, they ignite the fuel to what's going to take you to that next level. Because everyone's going to be like, wow, what's all the huss? What's the buzz about? Why did everybody criticizing this guy? And that's going to lead to curiosity and then being intrigued by who you are. And at that point, you have to thank them. Be like, thanks, guys. Thanks for the constructive criticism, because that's going to lean people and open the doorways to have people want to know me a little bit more. And again, I don't do that for that reason. The point I'm trying to make is stay in your lane, do the things that you love, come correct, right? Show some integrity.
Yeah, it's good.
And that's the way to build your own following. Because at the end of the day, it's all about your community, Billy. We've been talking about this in the Giraffe Tower. You know Gary Henderson. He's a beast. He is a brand maker aficionado. He's helping us create our own culture, our own economic system. I just dropped my own coin. It's still surreal when I look in my Solana wallet and I see the Moja. Yeah, the Moja coin. It's just brand new.
That's awesome, man.
I'm always on to the next thing, but it really is, man. I got to tell you, I'm really excited. And sometimes I can't find the words, believe it or not. Nothing. Don't say anything. But I
don't know.
I enjoy in life, Billy. Life is way too short to worry about. I'm serious, man. And I just like to inspire people. There's nothing that fires me up more than a success story, especially if it's somebody that I know. Love it. Never been jealous, dude. Never been insecure about, you know, other people's success. It's stupid. It's nonsense. We focus on the stupidest things sometimes as human beings.
Yeah, man, I 100% agree with that. And one thing that you said that I love, man, and I'm learning this, man. You know, I tell the story often, but I'm 35. I'll be 36 in October. My wife, for 7 years, almost 8 years we've been married, has been saying,
dude, you're a baby. You're a baby.
She's been saying, honey, figure out what you want to do and just do it, and everything else is going to come together. And so it wasn't until the pandemic 2 years ago where I didn't similar to you, I didn't lose my house, thank goodness, but I lost my, you know, business, and it went downhill, and it was just like, what am I going to do? And then all of a sudden I just looked in the mirror and was like, I want to create content, and I want to inspire creators, and I want to, you know, I want to be in media production and live streaming and podcasting, because I was doing it as a hobby. But then I decided at that moment, like, I want to do this. And it was from that moment that I just started doing it. Now, it wasn't like similar to you. I've been at this for almost 3 years, you know, 2 years, almost 3 years or whatever. And sure. Now it's just now kind of like, oh, okay, cool. Now there's some finances. Now there's some, you know, sponsorship stuff. But I'm working it, and I'm loving it too. It's not even like work. It's almost like, wait, I get to go into my office every day and turn on my lights and my camera and bring on my friends from the internet and talk about creating. Like, this is crazy. So, you know, man, I love that you said that. Like, get in your lane, do what you do, figure out, and that is going to bring your tribe. And if people hate you, good, that'll just help promote you through the hate.
Yeah.
And so I love that, you know, you brought that here. So, man, let's jump. You just told me you're doing a coin, but I'm curious of, you know, what else you got going on. I know you got music going on. You're always dropping new music, man. I'm following you on Instagram. And by the way, people should follow Manny right there, the Manny Cabo. It's on the screen if you're watching. If not, it's going to be in the show notes. Follow him on Instagram, man. He's always fired up doing something over there. Now you're dropping a coin. And so what else is on? You're writing a book? Gosh, you're doing
something. It's a lot, man. You know what they say, the less you hear from me, it's because I'm busier behind the scenes. But here's the thing though, Billy. It's these are the things that we have to do. We have to do that, especially as creators, you know. And it usually takes, you know, 6 months to a year to reap any type of rewards. The problem is people quit way before that. And again, I've been doing music for a long time. So I'm doing something that most musicians never do. I'm releasing a single every 6 weeks, right? That's crazy to even think about it. To even have those words uttered from my mouth is insane. So every 6 weeks, there'll be a new song dropped out, which means what? 30. It's a daily, daily grind of micro content, behind the scenes stuff, right? Post, reels, TikTok reels. That's every day. So I'm 2 months in advance. And think about that. I've still got 10 releases after that. So not to mention have to record, mix, master, back and forth, exchange. Then I've got the book that's finally finished that I'm releasing at the end of the month. It'll be everywhere. Barnes & Noble, Amazon. I'll be tons of book signings. So I'm excited about that. Not excited for what's going to come, but excited about the process, because the book is actually an anecdote that comes from the heart. And it's going to do very well with the females in the audience, because it's coming from the perspective of me. But I wanted to tell a story that was more impactful about the transitions in my life. I'm not going to give away too much. Slowly but surely, I'll start disclosing a little bit of that. And then obviously the podcast, like you, and it takes a lot of work. Podcasts are hard, man. Billy, you know it as well as I do. Doing a podcast is way easy. It's easy. You can come up with a topic, talk about it. Doing a good podcast, however, is hard as hell, right? Look at us. We've been doing this for how long? We took 10 minutes to iron out some technical difficulties. Stuff like that happens. You can't panic under pressure. You need to understand audio. You need to understand content. You need to understand, you know, the fluidity of things. So I've been busy with so many aspects of my life, but the thing is, after this past year, I realized I've got to do it all, man. You know, I refer to this so many times. Why are cemeteries so wealthy? Because so many dreams of finances and growth and dreams are buried there. Mm. And I'll be damned if I'm going to be part of that story.
Wow.
Understand that? So that's one of the things, my impetus to succeed and to accomplish everything. It doesn't cost me anything. Like I said, I'm not the best at anything, but I will damn well give you the best effort. And it's my way of showing the world that I appreciate my existence. And we all need to embrace the power of our own uniqueness on a daily basis. We all have something to offer, Billy, but we're so busy, worried, and distracted by someone else and what they're doing. You can't measure your success using somebody else's ruler. But yet that is the toxic narrative that's going on in this world. And it just chaps my ass. It really does.
Yeah, man.
That's a Family Guy reference, by the way. It just drives me bananas.
Dude, I love it, man. I love that you're looking in the mirror. You're not looking out the window. And a lot of times I think we as creators and as people, we're always looking out the window. And it's good to
like
be
that.
Inspired.
Billy, I like
that.
I got to use
that. Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's good to be inspired, man. I think it's, you know, I do look at what you're doing. I do look at what other people are doing. I'm sure there's somebody going to listen to this podcast and go, a single every month, like, or every 6 weeks or whatever, every quarter. Like, I'm going to try that. That's crazy. But I think it's, innovative, and I think you got to try it. And here's the thing. A lot of people will say, well, what about this person? And sorry, my three-year-old's always he's going to make an appearance. The neighbor's going to make an appearance.
Dad, who are you talking to?
Yeah, like, let me come. He loves podcasting, man. He'll come in here, and we'll podcast. We'll record. It's so much fun.
Love it, yes.
But, you know, the saying in the fishing world, and I know you're a fisherman too, is like, if you don't go, you'll never know. You know, it's like you got to just put yourself out there, and who cares what other people think. And this is the thing that keeps me going all the time. It's just like this live stream right now. Like, I could shut it down and go, you know what, we're having some technical stuff. Videos aren't as clear as I want them to be. Internet's not working. Neighbors outside banging up something on a ladder. You know, I'm like, but I need to put this message out there. Manny Cabo needs to be on Creating Daily. Like, this is what we're created to do. So a couple of these little hiccups can't stop us, man. So I love that you and I are on the same page. Like,
I got a reference for you too, man. You're a fishing guy, and I'm a big fishing guy too, dude. My dad, rest in peace, he always used to have this thing, right? And I'll say it in Spanish for the Spanish community, and I'll translate it. El que quiere pescar se tiene que mojar. So what that means is, he who wants fish has to get his feet wet. And I know you can relate to that. You got to do the work, man. If you want it bad enough, even if it seems insurmountable, even if it means that you think you can't defy those odds, that impetus, that passion, right? That reverence that you have toward that craft will overcome that. So the key is, and this is why it's so important. I learned this in working with Apple and Steve Jobs and his philosophy. You have to do something you love, or else the inkling to quit will always be lurking. Let that sink in, man. Wow. Always.
That's good, man. That's good. So, Manny, let me ask you this. I'm kind of curious because, you know, I think a lot of creators are multi-hyphen. If not, they probably should be. They probably want to be. They probably want to do more than just one thing. But out of all the things you do, music, podcasting, songwriting, acting, photography, you know where I'm going.
Dude, I always – this is a tough one. I hate you for asking this question.
I won't even ask it. Let me guess it. Let me put them in order of the way I think you – no, I'm just messing.
You know, Billy, you know, full transparency, you know, as someone who has – talk to me on multiple occasions, and you know what I'm all about. I was born a creator. I hate to say that without sounding pretentious. I was born an artist. I don't know anything else. This is my world. Me not doing this, then I would be truly miserable. So if I had to choose which sector of my creativity I would abandon, there isn't any. What I will say is this. The day I abandon one, I abandon all of them, which means that's the day that I just don't want to create anymore, because it's not, you can't shut that off. I can put all this away, and one day I'll be like, oh man, it's the bug that bit me again. I got to take a photograph. I mean, I'll always be taking photographs. I don't care if it's on my phone. I'll always be singing. I'll always have the drive and the encouragement to sing. So, but I will tell you this, there are some times where if I had the obvious choice of entertaining the offer, Manny, I'll give you $1 million, but you got to walk away from everything. I'll say, absolutely, I would walk away. That's to show you that it's not always a bowl of cherries in this entertainment business. It's short-lived, because I guarantee I'll entertain it for about a week. And then after a week, I'll be beside myself, climbing the walls, because I'd like to create. But truthfully, it's hard for me to say I would choose one over the other. I just love creating. And you know what? Not to sound arrogant or conceited, I'm good at what I do because I put the work in it, because I love what I do. That's the only reason why. And like the quote that I always resort to is Michelangelo once said that if people knew how many years it took me to invest in my craft, looking at the Sistine Chapel, they wouldn't deem me a master at all. I'm just somebody who spent hours upon hours upon hours mastering my craft. That's genius in my book. Anyone can be a genius. Anyone. Just got to do the work.
I love it. I knew you were going to answer that, because I'm the same way, man. I'm like, people are like, oh, you know, if you could only do that. I'm like, dude, I love it all. Like, that's why people are like, oh, I thought you were a podcaster, not a live streamer. I'm like, yeah, yes, I'm both. Like, I love both. I love elements of both of all these things. So, man, you've been in this industry for a long time. You've been a creator, an entertainer. How do you feel like social media. Do you ever look at social media and you see people who pop up on like TikTok or Instagram? Are you just like, God, you guys got it so lucky? Or are you like, how do I embrace this new culture? Are you like trying to figure out how to innovate? Or are you like going, ugh, whatever, kids?
I love it. It's another great question. And my rebuttal to that is this. I pay attention to what other people are creating for the entertainment value of it. You know, I don't sweat it, if that makes any sense to you. Because I don't believe in luck, man. I never, ever believed in luck. Luck is preparation meets opportunity. When you're ready, those opportunities are going to come seeping in. That's just the way it happens. And I've proven it to myself because it's happened to me on multiple times. And when you're honest with yourself, you'll understand that you're going to gain knowledge. You're going to gain these instincts. You're going to gain like super links that you're attracted to. Part two of that equation came from meditating, quieting my mind, connecting myself to source. Your brain has 60,000 plus thoughts a day, right? It's craving some quiet time. You sit there and just focus on your breathing. You'll learn that everything just turns into slow motion and you'll start seeing things clearly. We're so consumed by society, this Western mentality of everything's got to be 100 miles an hour, right? And we endorse that so bad to the point where we're afraid of the toxic narrative of this cancel culture. Well, why are you doing it that way? Are you insane? Sure, I watch other people's creativity. But you can't rely on the one-hit wonder. You can't rely on one piece of content going viral. You know how you go viral? Sticking it out for a whole year, letting people know that you're in it every single day. You know, we've had this conversation. Gary Henderson in our Grooms with the Giraffe Tower, we talk about all the time. Gary V, nobody knew who he was. He was putting out content for a year.
Yeah.
For a whole year. You look back at his initial videos, dude, they sucked. But it's a testament to what consistency will yield. If you're true with your message, if your narrative is clear, if you're doing it for the right intentions to empower, uplift, educate your audience, sooner or later, you're going to start weeding out all the charlatans. And people are going to look to you because people are craving honest content. And it shows that you truly love what you do. Yeah, I've been doing this for years. Have I worked my butt off to get there? Sure, but I think I could work harder. I am not where I want to be because I'm honest enough with myself to know that I should have worked a little bit harder, even more than I've been working. That's a different mentality. And again, that's a difficult pill to swallow, but you have to be honest with yourself. You know, if I worked 5 hours a day, I should have worked 10 or 15 hours a day because I'm not content where I am right now, especially falling behind 6 months with Hurricane Ida. Damn well I'm not, you know, content. Mm-hmm. Of course I'm not, but that's not going to deter me. Quite the contrary. Now I've got to make that up and work even harder. So I have no excuses to be focused on what other people are doing. The biggest thing that you can do for yourself, focus on what you're doing. If you're doing it on a daily basis, you're embracing the grind, embracing the journey, as I alluded to earlier before, and really honest with the content that you're putting out. And I don't care if it's 1, 2, 3 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, 45 minutes. If the episode needs to be a half hour, then it has to be a half hour. If it only takes 3 minutes for an episode, then it's only 3 minutes. People are worried about, well, what's the status quo? The hell with the status quo.
Yeah.
The status quo is what you make it. We need to set our own standards and stop abiding by other people's rules. So another great question, man. And as you can see, I get very passionate. I talk with my hands a lot. And you know when I'm fired up because my hands are all over the place, you know, flailing like a flag. But
I'm going to start punching myself in the face. Good, I'm so excited.
Yeah, exactly, man. Exactly. I'm running out of whiskey. I mean tea.
T. Oh man, the chat's fired up. The chat is fired up. People are all jumping in. We got Nee, Will, Ryan, Dr. Ali, TC. What's up, everybody? Dan, thanks for joining us. Go ahead.
Let me stop you right there. The people that you see in the chat, right? It's a testament to how great community is. And when you have a powerful message, they don't have to be here, but they know who I am. I've showed up consistently. I've supported their room, supported the things that they do. That's how you build a community because they reciprocate. But the wonderful thing about that is they're amazing creators in their own right because you look at the accomplishments that they've done throughout their lives. It's just amazing, you know? So I appreciate everyone who's in the chat right now. And obviously the people who are going to watch this video after it's posted. It's really cool. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man. I think that's what makes the world go round is community, is finding your people. And I'm learning that, you know, because I think as a young creator, or really just as a younger person, I was always like, I don't need anybody because I want all the credit. I want all the glory. I want people to look at me and go, he did it. And then the older I get, I realize like, oh my gosh, like I can't, you know, like, wait a second, dude, I'm not anything without the people around me. And so, you know, it's taken me a long time to learn that, but I think we can, you know, do it. So Manny, I got one more question for you. I mean, we've talked about success. We've talked about having fun. We've talked about, you know what,
before you move on to the next one, I want to add something I want to tack something toward the end. Yeah. Right, community is great, but here's the thing though. Let's say I did become this incredible Billboard topping, Grammy award winning, you know, Times Square photograph displaying, you know, number one coin in the world. It's a lonely place if you're a jerk. That's all I got to say. You need people around you that really appreciate you, man.
Love that, man. I think it's important for us to do. You know, and I've learned that, man. You know, I moved to paradise, like Puerto Rico. Are you familiar?
Been there, what? Every year for 10 years when I was a kid, my grandmother, my family lives there. I hate you. You know, as a matter of fact, I'm done. Who scheduled this interview? Who scheduled this interview?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's paradise. However, it's pretty lonely. Like we've been here for 10 months and we've, you know, a lot of opportunity though for change, for self-reflection. My wife and I's life have been changed forever in the last 10 months. But paradise is only paradise when you get really amazing people and community around you. Now, we've met people here that have been fun. They've been amazing, whatever. But our true community, our friends, our family, the people we call our people, aren't here. And so, therefore, it's like it's a whole different experience. You know, it's not vacation. And so I think it's similar when you shun everyone and you build this empire on their backs. And I've seen myself do this in the past. I've seen people do this to me. And then I go, well, you're just going to be a little lonely sap, you know? And so, surround yourself with people who are going where you are going or want to go where you go. And man, I love it, dude. I think that's a huge takeaway from today's episode is like,
but you know, also embrace the solitude, man. Embrace just being on your own, because if you can be happy with nothing, if you can be happy and content with most minimalistic elements of your life, like you're looking at me right now in the studio, this was nothing but destruction. It was disarray. I've built this back up and I was content with that because I didn't see it as it was. I said, you know what? What I focused was on, wow, I still have a room. There's still possibility. There's still light. I can build something from here. You see, it's what you focus on at the end of the day. That's the one thing. If there's one specific element that I want everyone to take away is, what are you truly focusing on? And is it contributing to your happiness or is it contributing to your sadness? Because at the end of the day, either way, it's your fault.
Love that, man.
It's your fault. Can't blame anybody.
Where's my bomb drop at? There it is. Bomb has been dropped.
Ooh, okay. I get the bomb drop. Okay.
You get the bomb drop.
I'm just speaking from the heart, Billy. You know me.
No, dude, I love it, man. And this is why I enjoy you so much, Manny. This is why we're friends. Is you always keep it real, no matter what. You're super transparent. Who you are is just who you are. There's no...
Thanks, Billy.
You know, and some people might look at you and have a certain thought. Like, they might look at your Instagram feed with no video, no audio, and think one thing, but then they talk to you, and they're probably like, holy crap, this guy is a real... He's the real McCoy. Like, he's the real guy, you know? And so, man, I really appreciate you. I did have another question, but I think you answered it actually kind of in that process. So, man, you've shared so much. Like, I could just rip this audio apart and pepper it all over the world and inspire people all day long. So, but I do want to give you another chance, man, if there's anything that we didn't like hit on or talk about. And I know we've really talked about, I mean, this should have been called like leverage yourself and make it your responsibility. You know,
I think they go hand in hand though.
I love it though. Yeah. Because
my brand is my voice, you know, so I guess they do go hand in hand when you think about it, but I think we touched everything. And again, I want to remind everybody, please visit the website, subscribe, you know, let me know where you're tapping from, you know, just so you could share your journeys with me, because I learned from all you guys as well. New music coming out. The book is coming out at the end of the month. That's a big, 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 big deal for me. you know, get yourself some Mojo coin. Obviously, you're a crypto guy now. You know, you get yourself Solana Phantom wallet. There's going to be a lot of amazing things that I'm going to be doing with my coin that I couldn't do prior. And here's the thing. I'm still learning this stuff. That's the exciting part, because we all have to start from the very beginning. You know, we got to strip the layers clean, start at, you know, ground zero. And that's fun for me. But yeah, there's the coin, new music, the podcast episodes. I've got a lot lined up, and I've been pretty quiet behind the scenes because I really want to put out the best and most consistent content for all of my supporters. They deserve that. They deserve me leaving it all on the playing field, Billy. And I know you're going to agree with that, because you put out some fun content too, brother. And I'm still reaching out to you. I'm still learning more about monetizing my podcast. And if it weren't for you, my Shopify would have still been there collecting, you know, cobwebs. I've got my Shopify, my store, I'm making some money off my t-shirts, and now I got to rip them all down because of the minimalistic approach. So I'm still learning, but that's the fun part of life. You can't get frustrated over that. Learning is a beautiful thing, man. We need to always educate ourselves with the up and coming trends. Always.
That's awesome, man. Always be learning. I love that strategy. Man, you got it. You brought the crowd today, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate you bringing the crowd. And Will says, there's fun fact that they call you, your nickname is the Headset Hooligan. Is this true?
Headset Hooligan. Yeah, man. You know, you're in the NFT community, you know, and part of the Giraffe Tower. We have the giraffes. Anything that has a headset with a microphone, it came up with the name Headset Hooligan. So obviously so I'm funny. The head hooligan. What's a hooligan? You know, especially if you go to Europe and you see soccer games, the hooligans are the rowdy crowd, the passionate. And that's what I think I am. I'm just a voice for those that need a voice, and to inspire them to build that voice. So that's the definition behind a headset hooligan. That could be radio personalities, DJs, singers, songwriters. There's a huge umbrella underneath that title, man. So thanks for bringing that up, guys. I have a great community behind me, man.
Yeah, man. They're awesome.
They know I'm here for them as well.
They're awesome, man. It's too much fun. So yeah, I'm just kind of go through the comments real quick.
You're in our morning call.
Yeah, man. I come to it when I wake up. Your bomb sounds like a gong. Oh man, I'm getting all kind of my bomb sound apparently didn't go over too well. Oh,
dude,
man.
They're sacrificing you, Billy.
Yeah, right in the comments. Sacrifice me. Well, Manny, this has been too much fun, man. I always enjoy sharing a stage with you. Now sharing a screen with you. I can say, hey, I've been on the same screen as Manny Cabo. That's pretty cool. I'll put that on my resume, on my digital resume. It's going right on there. Man, so I appreciate you. Definitely going to have you back on. And we're moving back in about 14 days to North Carolina. So hopefully.
Hey, we'll be there, by the way. I don't know if you know our winter tour for Wizards of Winter. We got 2 dates in North Carolina. You got to come down. We're all across the country, man. We've got a bigger tour this year than we did last year. So you got to make it. Yeah. Now, no excuses. So I'll let you know what night, and I'll send you tickets to the show, brother.
Yeah, man. You let me know when and where. I'll be there. That'd be awesome, man.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right, man. I appreciate you so much, man. We'll talk to you in the next one, bro.
You as well, Billy. Appreciate you, man. Be well.
You too, man. Thanks so much.
Take care.
All right, everybody. That is a great episode there with Manny Cabo. Be sure to check out all the show notes. I'm going to update it with all the links, and you go to MannyCabo.com and check out what he's got going on. Super creator. That's what I'm going to call him. Super creator, or the headset hooligan. But super great guy, man. If you don't follow him right now, then there's nobody else on the internet worth following. So go check him out. And then tomorrow, join me. I'm going to be joined by my Tuesday co-host, Katie Brinkley. She's going to come on. She has been traveling all over the country, speaking at different podcasting events, at NFT events, at crypto Web3 event. So she's coming on tomorrow, and we're going to see what does it look like, that evolution from, you know, social media as we know it now into Web3. So that's going to be really good. It's going to be tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern, as we always show up weekdays at 2 p.m. here on Creating Daily. And if you haven't already, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching on Bullhorn or Guild or wherever you're watching, hit that subscribe button, smash that follow button, subscribe button, or if you're listening to this podcast episode after the live show, find that follow button closest to you and push it. I really appreciate all of you guys jumping in, supporting the show. The chat's just been fired up. Maybe I have Manny on all the time. Like, Manny, hey, Manny, come back. Co-host the show with me. You bring all the people. So really appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Ali, saying great show. So really appreciate all of you all, and we'll see you tomorrow, 2 p.m., same time.